Vetoed a two-year state budget that provided more education funding than his proposed budget did, and teachers are pushing lawmakers to override his veto. If lawmakers don't override the budget by Saturday, Bevin would have to call a special session to pass a new one.
That's Kentucky Public Radio's Ryland Barton. Now, teachers are waging a similar fight for money in Oklahoma. However, after nearly 2 weeks of rallies at their state's capital, union leaders say the teacher walkout is over. In Oklahoma City, Emily Wendler reports a decision to call it a day.
Oklahoma Education Association President Alicia Priest says despite thousands of people calling for more school funding, lawmakers refused to meet their demands. She says the union polled its members, and a majority doubted that a continuation of the walkout would result in more money for schools. Priest says the union will focus on electing more pro-education state lawmakers.
That's Emily Wendler reporting. U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow's off 73 points at 24,409. The NASDAQ is down 14 points, and the S&P 500 is down 2. This is NPR News. In Pakistan, the Supreme Court is barring former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office for life. NPR's Dia Hadid reports the ruling is creating more political instability in the country.
The decision by the five-judge bench is meant to end the political life of Nawaz Sharif. In July, the court disqualified Sharif from his position as prime minister. They said he wasn't trustworthy. That came after his family was engulfed in corruption scandals. He was later disqualified from heading his ruling party. Some see this as a victory for an anti-corruption crusade that the Supreme Court is leading. But military officials don't like Sharif, and they represent the country's most powerful institution. So his supporters see this as an attempt by the judiciary, propped up by the army, to weaken Sharif. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
The European Union's lawmakers now want some face time with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to ask him about the privacy breach scandal involving his company. The EU's Justice Commissioner reportedly says Zuckerberg should act on the Parliament's invitation to testify before delegates of the 28-nation bloc. Zuckerberg spent 2 days answering questions on Capitol Hill this week about revelations that more than 80 million Facebook users' data had been inappropriately harvested by a UK-based political consulting firm with ties to the Trump campaign. The Dow is down 73 points at last glance at 24,409. The S&P's off a fraction at 2661. And the NASDAQ is down 13 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the financial services firm of Raymond James, offering personalized wealth management advice and banking and capital markets expertise, along with a legacy of putting clients' financial well-being first. Learn more at RaymondJames.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:06. I'm Steve Smith reporting Siouxland Public Media News. A new billion-dollar-plus tax cut bill advanced in the Iowa House yesterday, one day after Republicans unveiled it. Under the bill, on average, Iowans would see a 9% state income tax reduction, costing the state treasury $440 million over the next 2 years. Democrats said new sales tax increases in the bill for internet and digital services would wipe out some of the income tax savings for the middle class. Urbandale Democrat John Forbes.
They're going to have to pay, now they're not paying for their Amazon purchases, they're not paying for Netflix purchases, and I'm afraid that money that we're going to give them back in tax refunds is going to all be basically negated by other taxes.
Republicans called it the first real income tax relief in a generation and said the cuts are needed to keep more Iowans here. Senate Republicans also unveiled a new $2 billion tax cut plan yesterday that spreads tax cuts over a longer period than an earlier bill. Iowa Senate Democrats have blocked the chair of the Public Employment Relations Board from returning to his position. They voted down Reynolds nominee Mike Cormick for his role in administrating a controversial collective bargaining law passed last year. Cormick's board oversees the new elections public sector unions must hold before each contract negotiation. Democratic Senator Tony Bisignano slammed Senate Republicans for what he says is an effort to destroy unions.
Mr. Cormick is nothing more than a casualty of what war you started. And the war will continue.
Cormack's confirmation failed on a party-line vote. Republican Senator Jason Schultz says Cormack earned the job and did his best in a difficult situation. And tonight, the Sanford Community Center is holding its annual fundraiser at the Orpheum Theater, Broadway, to support the children. Is the 2018 fundraiser for the center, which is a local provider of after-school and other programming that serves about 300 area students. Fitzgerald Grant is the executive director of the Sanford Center. Grant says the center is shaking things up a bit for the center's fourth annual fundraiser.
So it's going to be a great time, and definitely if you miss it, you're going to miss out on this event. Normally, people would have to travel to New York to see something like this, but it's going to be right here in Sioux City, so don't miss your chance to see something great.
They'll be performing Broadway songs from the hits Hamilton and Kinky Boots. Grant says the goal is to raise $150,000 to $200,000 for the center's outreach prevention program. A free will donation will be accepted for admission to the show. The performance will also feature a social hour from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Orpheum lobby, featuring local music group Play It Forward, entertaining during the hour. The show itself starts at 6. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Steve Smith, and time now for a look at the weather forecast from the KCAU-9 Weather Center.
From the KCAU-9 Weather Center, here's an update on your 7-day forecast. Cloudy skies today with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. The high temperature expected to reach 52. We'll have some strong winds from the north and east, gusting up to about 35 miles per hour. Tonight, rain looks to change over to snow in Sioux City. That should be happening after midnight. We'll have a low temperature of the freezing mark, 32 degrees. Wind gusts of around 40 miles per hour from the north. Blizzard warnings are out for much of Siouxland on Saturday. Snow totals expected to fall between 6 and 12 inches in northeast Nebraska, stretching through southeast South Dakota and toward the Iowa Great Lakes. Sioux City is going to receive a little bit less, about 3 to 6 inches of snow. The amounts will taper off moving to the south and east of Sioux City. Coupled with the falling snow will be some wind gusts of about 45 miles per hour. Whiteout conditions, nearly impossible travel at times on Saturday. High temperature of 34 degrees. Mostly cloudy, cool, and breezy on Sunday as the precipitation comes to an end. We'll have a high temperature of 40. Should be melting away some of that snow on Monday with a high of 47 under sunny skies. Partly cloudy, a chance of some showers and thunderstorms moving in on the afternoon of Tuesday with a high of 58. And some nicer conditions near the middle of next week. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 60. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday and a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Scott Larson for KWIT. KOJI, Siouxland Public Media.
Thank you, Scott. 43 degrees now, cloudy in Sioux City with a strong northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. For the lakes, 37 degrees with clouds and a northeast wind at 31. Time now for Food for Thought with Adrian.
Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought. I am your host, Adrian Colbo. We're here live at the Siouxland Public Media studios here up on the KWIT and Western Iowa Tech campus. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with Father Luke Melacrinos and Mary Sharp with the Grecian Dinner. Welcome.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And Father Luke, you're not specifically with the Grecian Dinner. You are the father, you are the priest at Holy Trinity?
Yes, sir, and I like to eat Greek food, so it works out nicely.
And Mary, you're the co-chair of the Grecian Dinner, correct?
Correct.
Probably among other things, other ways that you serve the parish there, the community there.
Yes.
Wonderful.
She does a lot.
Does a lot?
She does more than I do, but we won't talk about that today.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. I've enjoyed the Grecian Dinner many times, and we have a Grecian Dinner coming up very soon on April 22nd. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So April 22nd at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church from 11:30 to 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And just tell me a little bit about the history of the Grecian Dinner and what the dinner provides for the community, the Greek community here.
Well, we have probably been doing it since the 70s. I don't know exact year that we started it, but it's been open to the public from day one. We try and give our ethnic, our ethnic background to mm-hmm. the community so that they can enjoy our food, enjoy our culture. We have tours of the church.
It's a great way to open up your doors to the community.
Absolutely.
And not just be kind of shut in
absolutely.
And closed to yourself.
Right? Our church doors are always open to anyone that would like to come mm-hmm. for any of our services. Father can elaborate more so. and just get to know the Orthodox faith. It you don't have to be Greek and get to come to church.
And get to know some souvlaki as well.
And learn, yes, and learn the words and the food, yes.
Get intimate with some meatballs and some souvlaki. Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely.
So Father Luke, tell me a little bit about your history with the local church here. When did you come to town?
I actually just got here in November.
Okay.
And it's been it's a great place to come. I mean, Siouxland's amazing. The people are wonderful. It's just been a real blessing, honestly. The people at the church are amazing, but also the extended community of Siouxland has just been wonderful, embracing, warm. I tell the story of my first time going to the grocery store and being stopped in the first aisle, and I was like, well, this must be somebody from the parish that I don't remember. And then, the next aisle, somebody else talking to me, and after serving 13 years in New York, after that, going through a couple aisles and being stopped and talked to, it's kind of like, okay, this is just how it is. This is the Midwest.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's wonderful. It's warm. It's just been a great place to be. And, I look forward to being here for many more years, but it's a great community. And the Grecian dinner is just a great way for us to welcome you into our home, and it's just the Midwest way, right? Everybody, that's
break
how
bread
it
together
is.
And sit down together and have a meal.
Exactly.
And it's served family style. Mm-hmm. So everyone just sits down but then there are also servers, right? So it's, kind of a plated meal of sorts. And then, it's $12.
Correct.
Right? $5
Correct.
For kids.
Right.
And let's just go through the greatest hits. I like to call it the greatest hits of what will be on the menu. And we could talk a little bit about each of these, but souvlaki.
Sure. Oh, souvlaki's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, chunks of marinated meat grilled. What more do you want?
And when you walk up, I love this. When you walk up, you have these long flat grills right outside.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was raining the last dinner I went to. And but they were there huddled underneath the little... the overhang, and the smoke is just billowing out. So hopefully we have good weather and you can kind of bring that out further. But the smell of the marinated meat being grilled is just...
Oh, it's wonderful.
Is intense and amazing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I bet they go home and their whole bodies just smell like,
like
grilled meat.
Greek cologne.
Greek cologne. I love it. Souvlaki.
That's it.
And so souvlaki on the menu, marinated meat there, and then meatballs. What's special about the Greek meatballs?
The Greek meatballs are made with hamburger, garlic, lemon juice, oregano, mixed.
Lemon juice being a really... a staple of Greek cooking.
It is. Right. It is. We use lemon juice an awful lot.
Yeah.
In everything.
Yeah. The marinades. Yeah, everything. So the meatballs, green beans in a tomato sauce.
Green beans are in a tomato sauce. It's just plain green beans with a tomato paste type sauce, and you can dip your bread in it. It's wonderful. Same thing with the meatball sauce.
Yeah.
It's just great.
And the bread, the Greek bread, is just very simple, right? Just flour, sugar, water, eggs.
Correct.
But then there's a special sweet bread that you'll also be selling.
Yes, and that's called soudeki.
Soudeki.
And that is done, it's really an Easter bread, isn't it? A sweet bread.
So it's served more as a celebration, like the Paschal feast. It's served more as like a... you've been fasting, and now we're going to bring out the sugary goodness.
That's really good.
Yes,
into the meat.
You
too.
Explained it very well.
Right, right.
Well, you celebrate Easter. You're on the Eastern calendar, right? So you celebrate it. You celebrate it a week after most.
It depends. This year it was a week after. Mm-hmm. What we do is we calculate the date of Easter. We use the standard calculation that the Western Church uses, but our kind of wrinkle to it is it's always after Passover.
Okay.
So sometimes Western Easter will be celebrated before Passover. We always do it after Passover. And it's interesting because the Greek word for Easter, actually, I think in most cultures besides in English, the word for Easter is Pascha, which literally translates to Passover. So we celebrate a form of Passover.
Sure.
So it's
Got
a
it.
Little bit different.
And it's a midnight celebration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it goes on for a while after midnight as well.
Right. I did this out in Indianapolis. I lived out there for – I went to school and lived out there. And I have connections to the Orthodox Church out there. But I'd never done the midnight service and then, you know, on into the feast. And it was intense. I mean, kids that are up until 3 a.m. and
oh, yeah.
And you know, you're eating
meat. Breaking eggs.
Yeah, you're eating
not eating
meat
them.
For the first time and sugar, and they're breaking out bottles.
Yeah, basically,
of all kinds of stuff.
After 50 days, even longer, because right. We for the 2 weeks before Lent, we stop eating meat. Like that, there's a week before Lent that we're not eating meat. We're eating dairy products, and then Lent comes and you're cut off from everything at that point.
Right.
So, and plus Holy Week. So it's the 40 days plus Holy Week and that other week. So that's a long time away from meat.
It's a long time to be separated from someone you love.
That's right. So the other trick with the Tsudaiki, that Easter bread that we were talking about, that like most people don't know, is if you take it home and you buy it at the bake sale at the Grecian dinner, you can turn that into a really, really good French toast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's very rich, very sweet, and it's a nice
cut it nice and thick.
Yeah.
And maybe even like leave it out for a little while, let it dry out a little bit, and then
well, yeah.
Or just right into the egg wash.
You know, I usually just do it right into it. Right
into the egg wash.
Nice, yeah. And it's really, like I said, nice, sweet, rich, buttery bread, so it's a really good way to have French toast.
Oh, man. One of those food for thoughts today where I'm starting to get hungry as we're talking about food. The bake sale, what else is going to be available? What other items are unique on the Greek bake sale?
So before we get to the bake sale, just because I know we're famous for desserts, and that's like the big part of the bake sale is the great desserts that are handmade by these wonderful ladies. So you're getting, when you come and get from the bake sale, get these traditional Greek dishes, you're getting family, you know, like centuries old recipes for a lot of these. Yeah. That it's just going to, you know, they're going to blow you away. And it's not like, you know, coming from a bigger parish in New York to Sioux City, I'm just amazed at basically what becomes a factory at the church. And these ladies are unbelievable. The amount of time that they put in and the amount of care that they put in to hand make all of these pastries is not something you'll see in most places. So it's a really awesome thing to partake in.
It's a tradition that we don't have a lot of those that are still ongoing.
And it's unbelievable. And they're teaching the younger generations too through this. It's kind of a self-serving thing on a lot of levels because look, you know, it's a fundraiser, helps the church, helps us become a presence in the community, do good things. Like we participate in the soup kitchen that's coming up. We're serving the soup kitchen.
Oh, great.
We have food donations for the, you know, the food bank. We're not, you know, we've helped that, we've served at Ronald McDonald House. We're not like a closed community. We use we want to be a presence in the church and in the community at large.
Especially downtown where usually the closer you get to downtown, the residents in those areas are usually lower income and more in need. So it becomes very important.
Those are our neighbors and
we
have to help them. You know, I mean, that was direct charge from scripture itself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So that's what we try and do with the church.
So this Grecian dinner and the Greek church here in Sioux City has been around for 100 years.
Yeah, we're celebrating our centennial this year. It's going to be a great event. Again, everything's open to the public, but we're celebrating Memorial Day weekend, and it's should be a really, really nice way for us to commemorate that 100-year presence here. Unbelievable. A Greek community in Sioux City, Iowa, right? And it's doing great. It's doing well for 100 years. It's been thriving. It's still going strong. It's just an amazing thing to celebrate. And we're having dignitaries. We just got a new metropolitan in the Chicago metropolis. It looks like he'll be joining us. Perhaps even the Archbishop, we're working on that as well. So it's going to be a really big, fun event, more good food. You know,
and that's over Memorial Day?
That's over Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. So Memorial Day weekend, for our listeners who don't know what a metropolitan is.
So the Orthodox Church is like the ecclesiastical structure is very similar to the Catholic Church. You've got bishops, you've got priests, you've got deacons. Same idea. A metropolitan is a bishop that's just over a larger see. And he's the new metropolitan, just enthroned back in March 23rd was enthroned. He oversees a pretty large chunk of land, and Iowa is part of that. He's, you know, Chicago, Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota,
Missouri.
So he's got a big chunk of the Midwest.
A lot of Grecian dinners.
A lot of Greek festivals, you know.
Yeah.
Do we have
a Greek fest?
We do.
Right.
We do.
And when does that happen?
That's
every
last
year?
Week in July.
Last week in July. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's every year.
That's even better because we have all types of different Greek foods. Not just, you can go to all the windows and choose what you would like to have.
And does that happen on the campus there of Holy Trinity?
Yes.
Okay. So last week of July for Greek Fest. Mm-hmm. And do other city entities get involved in that at all? Or is it just that parish, that community?
No, just our parish.
Us. Okay, yeah. Cool.
We bring in Greek music and...
So you book like a Greek band? Or?
On occasion. Okay. On occasion. It just depends on funds.
Sure.
So either that or we have a Greek DJ. And I believe this year we're going to go for the Greek DJ.
Nice. Cool.
And then our kids dance.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. And we encourage everyone to come and dance.
I love it.
Dance, eat, drink.
Yes.
See the church.
We have a taverna, which is a bar.
Okay.
So we have all the Greek beers. We have
So taverna, is that a Greek word, taverna?
Taverna is bar.
Is bar.
Yeah. Tavern.
Tavern, of course.
With an A at the end.
Yeah.
Greek accent.
A little Greek accent.
We didn't mention this, and I think it's an important thing to mention. One of the menu items that we didn't get to is baklava.
Yes.
Which is, you know.
Yes, layered phyllo dough or phyllo dough, right?
Yeah, with nuts and
flaky
syrup.
Buttery.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
If you've never had baklava before, if you've never had it before, it is just it's honey, sweet, crunchy, buttery, nutty goodness,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. they come in these little triangles. Mm-hmm. They're cut into triangles, but they're laid out right. I mean, how many layers of the phyllo dough
it
take to?
We use 4 pounds of phyllo dough.
4 pounds.
Along with the nut mixture. And
so it's probably 15 to 20 layers of this very paper-thin bread that is layered. And in between, is it walnuts?
Walnuts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so walnuts and honey and just, So if you've never had baklava, you have to come out to the Grecian dinner and try it. And that's included in the meal?
That's included in the meal.
It's one piece.
Yeah.
So souvlaki,
also
meatballs,
rice in there.
Greek salad.
Greek salad's awesome, too.
A little feta on top.
Yeah, identified by like a Greek vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Olive oil and vinegar.
Sure.
Garlic.
And so I will be at this Greek dinner for sure.
Awesome.
But the restoration project that's going on, what's part of that restoration project?
So we really, you know, the building and the community being 100 years old obviously requires maintenance. Mm-hmm. We're just working on some areas that really are letting in water, you mm-hmm. know, that we have to fight against, you know, the time, the whole element of time
sure.
and that
things
damage.
Are sagging and
yeah, yeah. So we're just it's a great project. We're working hard and it's going well.
Okay. So part of the funds from the Grecian dinner will go to helping to serve the community and some of the outreach that you do in the community.
Exactly.
And then some of that will also go to helping to keep the building that houses the community healthy.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of a catch-all fundraiser for us.
Yeah.
We divvy it up. You know, we don't have like specific designations for different things, but it's all going to good places in the end.
I love it. Yeah. Well, April 22nd is the Grecian dinner, and it's at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church there at 906th Street. So it's right up there by Mercy Medical.
Right across the street.
Right across the street, and you really can't miss it there if you're on 6th and you're driving by. And I've been sitting down with Mary Sharp, who is the co-chair of the Grecian dinner, and also Father Luke Melacrinos.
Yes, sir.
And it's been a pleasure talking with you today. And I hope to make it out to Greek Fest and do some dancing to a Greek DJ.
Perfect.
That's going to be awesome. Perfect. You come to the Taverna, you'll dance really well after
yes,
that.
Yes, you will. I'll buy your first
the Taverna.
Beer.
Taverna. Yeah. I love the accent you put on there. Well, thanks again for coming on the program.
Thank you for having us.
We'll hope
Thank
to have you.
You
here again
soon. Look
forward
soon. To seeing you.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the dinner is next weekend, not this weekend with the blizzard, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're lucking out. I think it'll probably melt away, too, by the time this comes around.
It'll be good. God will take care of us.
Okay. Well, once again, this is Adrian. We're live here at Siouxland Public Media. This is Adrian signing off for Food for Thought here every Friday at 90.3 KWIT. Tune in at 12:10 p.m. If you have ideas, please feel free to submit them on the KWIT Siouxland Public Media website. But until next time, signing off. Thanks for tuning in.
It is 12:28. Good afternoon. I'm Kathy Fouch, your host, and for Mary Hartnett today. It's time now for Friday Film Scores. Today we are celebrating the late Tom Clancy's birthday, which was yesterday. I have music from his films based on his books and other films of his.